that no bhakti, but we think that, oh, it is bhakti. And we are involved and our life is disturbed. So we should know what are the characteristics of Shuddha Bhakti and how we can do that bhakti. Go on.
Arog Siddha Bhakti is when we are performing
Emprayojan. Then you can explain something. What is Sarup Siddha Bhakti? First we should know. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Shramanam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasya, Sakya, Atmanivedam. Our Sadhu Sanganam, Kirtan, Bhagavat, Shraman, Mathura, Vashi, Mutti, Saddhaya, Sevan. Our Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Shramanam. Are only one doing Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. This is Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But this Sarup Siddha Bhakti is there doing all these things. But with Anna Vilasita, then it will be not Uttama Bhakti. Or covered with Gyan and Karma, then not Uttama Bhakti. It may be Bhakti. But that Bhakti will be called if there is Anna Vilash or if covered with Gyan, Karma, Adi. Then if you have Anna Vilash, then it will be Arup Siddha. If you are doing like covered with Gyan Karma, it may be some Sangha Siddha. But where there is no Sarup Siddha Bhakti, no Shraman, Kirtan, Smaran, Bandhan, Pad, Sevan, Archan, Bandhan, Dasyas, or five kinds of Bhakti. No? What? Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Shraman Mathura Vashi Mutti Saddhaya. Not these are at all. No? Only we are doing out of that things. Like we are making a well, making a garden, keeping so many cows. Any of these are not Sarup Siddha Bhakti, not Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, not regarding Krishna or his associates, nor it is the pleasure of Krishna. But if we arop in making garden or digging any well, making any ghat, some charity, but aroping means
assign or attributes. To assign or
assign
attribute.
To superimpose the word bhakti on something that's not bhakti.
We are thinking that, oh, we are doing so much bhakti. By doing so, Krishna will be happy, and by that happiness, we can gain something, what we want. There is Anna Vilasa. We want to gain something by Krishna, because Krishna is so powerful, Ram is so powerful, any manifestation of Krishna is so powerful. So we should please him, and by that we can achieve any worldly desire very easily, and doing so. Or sometimes performing tapasya, something, anything, and we offer to Krishna to please him so that I may gain something from him. This is Arop Siddha Bhakti, not Bhakti. like Aisha in New, where we, France? New Mayapur. There is a big garden there. So much big. There are so many farms also. I heard that there was a factory for making agarbatti and all of that. Are there any of them are among 64 kinds of bhakti that Rupa Goswami has mentioned? Understand? Among these 64 kinds of bhakti he has given, the Anga bhakti. Any of them are among these? Then why we are doing? Why? Why Swamiji did it? Because in the beginning all they were not devotees persons there. And they were always curbing. And if we will not give them anything to do, and we will tell them that you should chant always, you should chant, remember, they cannot do anything. They will be bewildered. So they must have some work, like karma. So he told them that do this, by this bhakti will come. How? Devotees will come. Thakur will be worshipped there anyhow. And the fruits and flowers will be taken from that place and offered to deities. So, in a long process, it comes to bhakti. And by doing so, hearing Harikatha, if Vaishnava are coming, they will have some chance to go there. So, by hearing, they will know what is true Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then, gradually, they will develop their Krishna consciousness like Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Giving trace on this. And gradually giving up all these things. Gradually, there will come some less honor for all these kriya. And after that, they will give up and they will really come in Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So these are Arop Siddha Bhakti, not Bhakti. You should have a very big factory for scent. And try to maintain this temple by that. And this is a very big farm here. You can grow vegetables, grains, wheat and all other things, it will be everything very okay for maintaining this mart. But if there is no going on kirtan, shaman, asmaran and always going, growing so much vegetables and fruits and so many cows milking and taking, what will it be? No bhakti at all. Swamiji, when he had disappeared from this world, then now it is very weak problem for them to maintain. They cannot do all these things. Perhaps they will have to sell this. So these are Arup Siddha Bhakti, not pure Bhakti. Only Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu. Also worshipping Krishna. This is also. Then Sangha Siddha. What is? Not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. No? Not so. Like in paper it will come later on that there here a big assembly of pure devotees was there, here. And so many pure devotees assembled here, and always Shamanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmarnam was going on. I know that some of among these devotees are not devotees. They don't know devotion. They don't follow all the rules and regulations. But anyone come and see that, oh, all pure devotees are here. But when we will see one by one who are the devotees, then we will see that, oh, some are not knowing what is Siddhant, what is the basic principles of bhaktis, what is called Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Prem, not chanting more than 16 rounds. And what they are chanting? Mind is not one-pointed, going here and there. How to maintain? It is a maha big problem. How to this? Is if I have so much wealth, I have done this, like this. So, the qualities of Vaishnavas. Learning is learned. He is a very learned person. But no bhakti then? Only learning is now knowing Bhagavatam, Vedanta, Upanishad, knowing all knowing. But no attraction in Krishna name, chanting and remembering. Then what will we do? So, a devotee among all, he becomes a devotee, not being a devotee yet, but with the association of Vaishnavas, in the council of Vaishnava, he also treated like a Vaishnava, a devotee. Susang Siddha like this. Like Maitri, Akrita Droha, Suchi, Badanya, Kripalu, Mridu, Akinchan, Suchi. What is the meaning? Maitri.
Friendly.
Huh?
Friendly.
Friendly to all. If he is friendly to all, but his bhakti is there, then it is called Sangha Siddha. But if bhakti is not there, and you are becoming friend of all, Mayavadi, Karma, Dharma, Dhvaji, Vaishnava, Avaishnava, Shaiva, then what it will be? Nothing, zero. It will be against bhakti. But if there is some bhakti and he is favorable to all, then it is okay. Then it will be called Sangha Siddha. Like Akrita Droha. Akrita Droha means a Vaishnava if anyone is doing Droha Acharan as inimical
behavior.
But Vaishnava never takes it. Like Duryodhan has all time like inimical behavior to Maharaj Yudhishthir. But Yudhishthir Maharaj is used to take one leaf in friendly terms. He never thought that he is my enemy. So Yudhishthir Maharaj is Ajata Shatru. The Vaishnava should be like this. But if there is no bhakti, only he is Ajata Shatru, then this qualification is like zero. So in 26 kinds of qualities, Krishnaika Sharana, that taking the shelter of Krishna is only bhakti. and all other qualities are not bhakti. But if with bhakti they are, then they are sangha siddha, otherwise not. Like there was a fire jagya, fire sacrifice. Oh, bring some leaves, decorate it here, the Vedi. Vedi means?
Altar.
Altar. And bring some ghee and some?
Spoon.
What?
Spoon.
Ladle.
Like chamach.
Spoon.
Spoon, like. Bring some bricks to make a?
Altar.
Bring some sands and bring so many things. These are not fire sacrifice. What fire is? That Om Krishnaya Swaha, I am dedicating myself in the lotus feet of Krishna, and this should go in the hands of Krishna. The fruit, Swaha, this is sacrifice. But all other things which we collected from leaves, bricks, ghee, and all other things, they are not fire sacrifice. But yet it is for that. It will be used for that. So it are also called fire sacrifice. So all the virtues, anything helping to pure bhakti, but itself not pure bhakti, then they are called sangha siddha. Understand? Sarup siddha bhakti. Sarup siddha bhakti is always shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, ityadi. Only for the pleasure of Krishna. And only to Krishna. This is pure sarup siddha bhakti. And when we are doing all these things, shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, but having some anyabhilashita, then what it will be? Karma mishra or jnana mishra. So we should try to become a pure devotee. Always doing sarup siddha bhakti. But how our life will be maintained if you are doing so? Sarup siddha bhakti? Very easily. How? We should collect some grain, atta, and all, make prasadam for Krishna, offer to Krishna, and remnant we will take. Any cloth, we will offer to Krishna. And remnant, that I am his servant. I have offered myself in the lotus of Krishna. So maintaining means also, what means? That I have offered myself, and if I am not alive, then how I can serve Krishna? So I must take some remnants to serve Krishna. This is okay. This is not bad. But don't have any anyabhilash. Anyabhilashita may be sometime when your mood is changed. Then, oh, Krishna saved me. This is not any bad thing, so much bad. But in your natural position, you should not want anything from Krishna. Anything to ask? What?
So, you explained that in sattva stage, when there's anattas are there, but if one does not, if one is still performing shravana, kirtan, vishnu, smarana, for pleasure, guru and guranga,
Again, more loud.
In sadhana stage, when anattas are still there.
Anattas may be there, no harm. Then it will be sadhana bhakti. But pure, sarup siddha. If anattas are there, no harm. But it will be sadhana bhakti. In sadhana bhakti, anattas are there. And gradually, by practicing, it will go on. It will go up.
Can one do
Yes, 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 certainly. It begins from Shraddha. It begins from Shraddha. Sarva Siddha Bhakti. So much anartha there. So much anartha there. But he has honor for Krishna and Krishna name. He has a strong belief in Krishna and Krishna Bhakti and Krishna name. But there are anartha. What are there anartha? Oh, where I should be in my family life, or I should give up all these things and be renounced order and do bhajan. Oh, there is some lust in my heart. I cannot give up them. But I know that without Hari name, we cannot be go up. So I must chant Hari name, whether the anarth is there or not. We have no nishtha, but Sarup Bhakti Siddha Bhakti will go on. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padashivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, all this. My mind is not one pointed, but even I will do. This is called Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti will gradually come to nishtha, ruchi, ashakti, and bhav and but Arop Siddha Bhakti and Sang Siddha will never be changed into Siddha Bhakti. This is called not sadhana. Out of sadhana. When this Uttama, Sarup Siddha Bhakti will be done, also in a stage of anartha, though we will do. But regularly we are doing, we have so much anartha. But doing, chanting, Hare Krishna, oh Krishna, you are my. I know that I am very fallen. I am liar. I have some ego, false ego. But Krishna, you are my only hope. Oh name, you are my only hope. Doing so, and hearing Hari Katha, in the time of anartha, gradually, all anarth will gradually go up. Adav Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajan. It is for Sarup Siddha. Anarth will be there at the time of beginning time, it will be surely. But we should try to do only Sarup Siddha Bhakti. We should not go to Sangha Siddha and Arup Siddha. Gradually it should be given. There is much difference. Sadhan bhakti, there is a goal of sadhan bhakti. What is that goal? That I will have by this sadhan bhakti, anarth will go and bhakti will come, bhav bhakti will come, or prema will come. There is this goal. And in Arup Siddha Bhakti, to fulfill our desire, all these things. Oh, Krishnaya Samarpayami. I am offering all my activities in the lotus feet of Krishna. How? Why? Because I have some worldly desires. So, its object is worldly desire for mind. So it is not sadhana bhakti. And Sangha Siddha Bhakti. Sangha Siddha Bhakti is not Sarupata Bhakti. If it is with Bhakta or in the association of Bhakta, then it is Sangha Siddha. Otherwise not. You are always speaking truth, but you don't know what is it. What is your name, please? Govinda. I want to hear true. You are speaking true? Your name is Govinda Bhakta?
Govinda Bhakta Das.
No. It is really what? false. When you will know the truth that Krishna is truth, and really will realize that my Atma is myself, then your Atma's name will be your name. Are you realizing Atma?
No.
Then your all thing based on false. So everything you are doing false. Try to understand all these things. You are standing on false. Only one thing you are doing, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Though it is full of unearths, but yet sort of Siddha Bhakti, and this will take you to Krishna, that truth.
One of the nine angas of bhakti is to carry out the orders. So if a Gurudev like our Swami Maharaj Prabhupada orders the devotees to establish a farm community, how is that a Arup Siddha Bhakti and not Sarup Siddha Bhakti? How is it not one of the nine angas?
If Arup Siddha Bhakti is there, Swamiji has told all acharyas tell like this for beginners to help them. Otherwise they cannot do. We have a garden in that brinjals and so many vegetables are there. They can work hard, but if they will chant, they will sleep at once. If you can call them, oh, Harikatha is going on in this here, and you should come and hear. He will give up that job and he will come here, and in no second he will sleep. He cannot hear, he cannot chant, because he has no Sukriti. So let him do some Sukriti by that, and gradually he will come. So these are some process, or acharyas have done like this.
Kam bhakti? Sakam.
One is like,
one is nishkam.
No, it is not sakam bhakti. Sakam bhakti will come in sramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, like Dhruva. Dhruva is in sakam bhakti, but he was chanting, remembering the mantra of Narayan. So it was sarup siddha bhakti. In sarup siddha bhakti, if there is Annabhilas, worldly desires, like Dhruva, then it will be Sakam Bhakta. It is better. Arup Siddha. So much better, highest. At last Dhruva tested all his desires, and after that he has blessings of Narayan, and he receives some good lokas, more than Brahma lok. So this is Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Whether there is some Sakam or Annabhilash and full of Anartha, even if doing Aparad, even it is good, then Arup Siddha Bhakti. So much. Arup Siddha Bhakti is not bhakti. Only the chance very little that if any pure devotees will associate, he will associate with that, then it can be changed. Otherwise not. In case of Sangha Siddha also, Sangha Siddha is not Sarup Siddha Bhakti. Sometimes it gives some help to bhakti. But if that Sangha Siddha Bhakti is favorable to bhakti, guided by bhakti, then it will do some help. Otherwise, it will go towards Jiva and Atma like one. Sometimes with karma, it will go to Swarga, heaven. What is telling?
Why bhakti is placed
it's
next
added,
to sangha,
added next to sangha
or next to aro if it is not bhakti?
Like shadow, you can see. There is a shadow of tree, but not tree. You are seeing in the in a tank. Tank means
pond.
That some very reddish yellow mangoes are hanging, and you went to take it. Can you take it? When you will go there, then webs will come and it will disappear. Mango is not there. Mango is on in the tree, on the bank. So by doing lakhs of lakhs labors for that fruit, whole day and night for whole your life, you cannot have that fruit. So by Arup Siddha Bhakti, you cannot take anything. If Sadhu Sangha is there, then tell, oh, here is not fruit. Come on with me. And he will tell, oh, see, here in the tree this. Please climb on this, and in a moment you can take fruits and you can taste it. Only by the help of devotees. And in the same way, Sangha Siddha Bhakti also.
Gurudev, you mentioned that Swarup Siddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, is in terms of the Anyabhilasi Tasunya verse. So, in terms of that verse, who is higher, Hanuman or Ambarish Maharaj?
Who?
Who is higher, Ambarish Maharaj or Hanuman, in terms of the Anyabhilasi Tasunya verse?
Both are in one line. His bhakti is also Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Hanuman is also Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Hanuman is liberated. No? And he is in this world but doing sadhan bhakti. He has engaged his all senses. That is Unuttama Bhakti, for Uttama Bhakti. And he is going in sadhan stage. But his bhakti, very soon it will come in bhav bhakti. It has written in Srimad Bhagavatam, he achieved bhav bhakti. So both are in one line. Only repent, unrepent. He is unrepent, Hanuman is repent.
Hanuman Sistadev is Lord Ram, and Ambarish Maharaj Sistadev is Mathuresh or Dwarkadish or Krishna.
If it is so, then it will be. But it is still in sadhana dasha, and he is in siddha dasha. Only this.
Sanatana Goswami, in gradation of devotee, he takes Ambarish Maharaj first after death, Hanuman. Sadhana bhakta ke gradation mein Hanuman ko pehle le, Ambarish Maharaj ko pehle le, uske baad Hanuman ji ko.
So he has kept first in sadhana, and then after that in siddha, he has taken Hanuman. Are you understanding something?
Something, yes.
Little bit? It is going clear on?
Yes.
Arup Siddha Bhakti is superior, or Sakam Swarup Siddha Bhakti is superior?
Sakam
Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Yes. There are so many anarths. No?
Yes.
In sadhan. And in Arup Siddha Bhakti, his truth, true, he is telling, speaking truth, he is Sadachari, he is very friendly to others, giving always charity to others. Arup Siddha Bhakta. Even Sadhan Bhakta, with Swarup Siddha, he may have so much anarths, but he is doing Swarup Siddha Bhakti. So he is most superior.
Even if he is Sakam Bhakti. Even if Sakam Bhakta wanting to
even like Dhruva Maharaj, he's superior than Arup Siddhava. Like Harishchandra, you know Harishchandra? He was speaking always truth. This kingdom is mine. This wife is mine. The son is mine. And whole wealth and all kingdom is mine. No? So, if anyone wants anything from him, he used to give. This is, he used to think that by this Krishna will be very pleased. God, he does not know any God, but he knows that God is there. So God will be so much pleased. And for that he was doing. So Dhruva is lakhs and lakhs time superior than Harishchandra. Why he is taking fruit?
He is taking fruit for offering to Thakurji.
Yes.
So is that...
Because he has offered himself.
Yes.
So he is anything taking for pleasure of Krishna. So it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
That's Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
Yes. If he is weeping, it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. He is sleeping, it is Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Uttama Bhakti. He is sleeping for Krishna. If he is abusing anyone, like Sukadeva Goswami was abusing Kamsa, it is also Swarup Siddha Bhakti.
If only he can do other things, then it will be Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But somebody else, then it will not be Swarup Siddha.
Yes. But
Gurudeva, Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, is that Swarup Siddha Bhakti?
Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Is all action there. Because he was friend of Krishna, he has galloped, crossed the stage of sadhana. He is Siddha Bhakta, more than Hanuman, more than Hanuman. Draupadi is more than Hanuman. Kunti is more than Hanuman, all. They are Swarup Siddha Bhakti, not only sadhana, sadhak, they are not sadhak, they are Siddha. Then today you should try to realize all these things. Otherwise you cannot do Shuddha Bhakti. This conception will make you Swarup Siddha Bhakta. Otherwise, always you will be Arup Siddha Bhakti. You cannot realize all this. Swamiji wanted to give all these things, but he has not so much time. Only anyhow to engage in bhakti. Even for Sukriti they should come. And gradually they will come in this life. Then we will understand that Sanatana Goswami has what he has given, conception of superiority and juniority, then you can realize something, otherwise nothing. So I today wanted to give some idea of this thing, outline of this thing. If you are, there is a straw, and your bhakti is so high class, then by seeing straw, you will think that achinta bheda, bheda between straw and Krishna. And you will honor that straw and it will go to Krishna. And if not that, then Kans Charun is taking Krishna, embracing like this. But that embracing is what thing? Is it bhakti? He is embracing to kill Krishna. So it is. And all the rishis, muni, bhakta wants that, when a day will come, that even a tree I can want to embrace Krishna. And they are embracing all this. Yogis and munis and devotees are thinking, for a moment Krishna lotus feet come in my heart. And Agassu took it, Krishna himself in his heart. How it was? He became some pure and he had some salvation or what?
Yes,
salvation.
Yeah.
Only that. Nothing more.
If a disciple does not have a bona fide guru and he's making an offering to Krishna through that unbona fide guru, but thinking that it's for Krishna and Prabhupada will be pleased, is that bhakti? Or what is it?
But if he is not devotee, then how Krishna will take it? Prabhupada has told that if any devotee is not sincerely taking very high class of name, 1 lakh, Krishna will not accept. We'll have to reconcile all these things. If are not pure devotee, but thinking that I am pure devotee of Swamiji, what I am doing, it is only to please Swamiji, but only thinking will not do. Never. So he should be pure devotee of Swamiji, pure devotee, obeying him, all his teachings, following. Then he is good devotee, and Krishna will take everything from his hands. But he is thinking that I am pure devotee of Swamiji, I am doing for him. And so having so many false egos, he is not true devotee. This should be first pure devotee. Otherwise it will be Arup Siddha Bhakti. Swami Maharaj had told me, you should distribute bhakti and it will give you Braj Bhakti. Whole life, understand? Swamiji Maharaj ordered me, you should distribute books in airport, in hotels, in boardings, and where the drunkards take
alcohol
and they dance and they fall down in the where? And you should go and sell and you should distribute. By doing so you will have prema bhakti in Braja. In one sense he has told true. But not all senses. By Sukriti doing soon, if you open the book and see, always chant Krishna, it is written in here. So I saw. This is by this. So by doing it, there is a chance. So he told like. But if you are thinking that only doing so, then it is offense in the Lord's feet of Swami. You will gather so much money and so much wealth and he will test only for you. Like in ISKCON it is going on like that. 50%, sometimes 75% in my pocket and only 25% or 1% in. For devotees and for Krishna. It is bound because if anyone is not knowing all these established truths, Siddhanta, then how can he develop? His bhakti will not be developed. So we should try to develop our bhaktis. If there is Arup Siddha, give up. Come in Swarup Siddha. If you Sangha Siddha, come in Swarup Siddha. In Sarva Siddha, if you have anartha, try to remove them, anartha, then it will be nishtha. In nishtha, some anartha are there, it should be removed, then it will come ruchi. In ruchis, there are some defects and anarths. It should be given up, then it will come to asakti. In Ashakti also there is smell of something, of anas. They should also go away. Like, if you will chant more, only for the pleasure of Krishna, it may be that so much praise will come. All will be attracted. Easily all will give you their money to you, wealth. And at that time, if you are thinking that it is due to my bhakti, I am now master of all, I can use in my enjoyment, then at once you will fall down. This is also an honor. It will come in Ashakti Aruchi. At the time of Bhavavastha, like Bharat Maharaj, he has some affection, attachment to deers, not for him,